I work with little animals that's about this big or maybe even this big that lives by the water and it hops.
Frogs?
Yeah, are there different kinds of frogs around here?
Yes, ma'am. Pink frogs, toad frogs, and pool frogs, all them kind of frogs.
Does a bullfrog live in the water or does he live on the land?
In the water.
How about the rain frog? What does he look like?
He lives everywhere. In the water, not in the water. There's one stays right in that bush.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever you hear him hollering, you look out. You long for rain.
Huh. That's a good warning.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. What do you call the kind of worms you can use for bait and fishing?
Eelworm.
Huh. Are they big or little?
Oh, they about that long, but they're small. They're large as your pencil down.
Huh. Do you have any that are really big around?
We call them grubworms.
Huh. Are they good bait?
Yes, they're tough. Fish don't knock them on your hook fast. Uh-huh. They're tougher than them other ones.
What can you catch with those?
Well, most any kind of fish will buy them.
Huh. Okay. See, what do you call an insect that sends out light in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And do you have a name for another insect that's about 6 inches long, maybe, and has a long, skinny body and four wings that are long and filmy? Some people say he eats mosquitoes. They hover over ponds, and sometimes you can see them on the clothesline. And
I don't know. I don't have a name for this. That's a flying squirrel. I don't think. No, it couldn't be a flying squirrel because he stays in woods, trees. Sometimes they got four legs, but they can fly just like a bird.
Huh. Yeah, I've never seen one of those.
They can fly just like a bird.
Well, the one I'm thinking of, it's sort of like a butterfly, only it has a long, skinny body. Have you ever heard people talk about dragonflies or mosquito hawks or snake doctors?
Yeah, I'm talking mosquito hawks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have them around here?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of dirt or out of mud?
Dirt dollar.
Do they stay?
Yes, ma'am. Children tore it down, they'd build them all up fast.
Huh.
Children keep them tore down, they don't want them in the house.
Yeah. They look sort of like a wasp?
Yes, just like a wasp. You couldn't tell them from a wasp if you didn't look pretty thin. You didn't see them at work, that's the only way you can tell them.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts.
Nuts.
Peanuts.
Do people ever call them anything else around here?
Brown peas, peanuts.
Okay. Suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. Say the father had a big nose and the boy had a big nose too. You could say that the boy what his father?
He paid his father.
Okay. And if he doesn't look like his father, but he acts like his father.
Like it.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. And suppose a city person came to the country. What might the country people call him behind his back if he didn't know how to act?
Countryman.
How about the other way around? If a city person came to the country, would the country people call the city person anything?
They call him city. City dude, they call him.
Okay. Let's see, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Amen.
How do you refer to people whose skin is black?
How do you refer to them?
Refer to them, yeah. What do you call them?
Call them black. Some of them call them Negroes.
Uh-huh.